Hello, thank you for contacting the Arkham Housing Assistance to determine the best program for you and your niece. I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
I'm sorry, are we home? What was the second question?
Are you behind on your rent?
Oh, we're homeless and looking for assistance.
Have you done the application process?
No, we talked to Ms. Love and she just told me to call this number.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Give me one moment. May I have your first and last name, please?
My first and last name is Kiera Wallace. That's Q-U-I-E-R-A. Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
I'm sorry, you said Q-U-I?
E-R-A.
Okay.
And then Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
And may I have a good phone number, please?
213-644-3752.
Email, please.
That would be Q-U-I-H-E-A-V, as in Victor, E-N-L-Y.
E-N-L-Y?
L-Y. So that would spell out Key Heavenly. Heavenly 1435 at gmail.com.
Okay, will you provide me with your social security number? This question is optional.
So do you guys, what is the process as far as housing? Because we have to move out of, we're staying with people right now, and we have to be out by May 1st. So what would the process
be? You said you spoke with Mrs. Love?
Yes.
And she told you to call her. So I'm only able to do the application process, any information. I do not have what I do. What I am able to tell you is that once I submit the application in for you, it's going to take a couple of days for someone to reach back out to you. You're going to get a caseworker and a case manager. And then they are going to provide you with other information or more information that I am unable to provide you with. And that's pretty much all I can give you, unfortunately.
I got you. No problem. So you're just doing the application process basically right now?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you said in about 2-3 days, but sometime this week, basically, I'll be hearing from somebody.
Not necessarily, because it could be next week as well, or a few weeks from there, because it's kind of a first-come, first-served basis, so whatever your application status is at, that's kind of when someone will reach out to you.
Okay. So my social is 621-159130.
Are you a veteran or military dependent?
No, ma'am.
May I have your date of birth?
October 7th, 1999.
Gender is female.
Yes.
May I have your race?
One more time.
Your race.
Ethnicity? Is that what you said?
Yes, your race.
Oh, okay. Black. You can put African American.
Okay. Zip code that you are in?
I think it's 36804.
In the city?
Opelika.
In the county?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm not from here at all. I just moved here from California, so I don't really know.
I think it might be.
You said Macon?
No, I was saying I'm not sure either, but I think it might be something. Lee.
I think I heard that before from somebody, so it might be.
Approximately when did you become homeless?
We've been homeless since we moved here, pretty much. Like, we moved here at the end of October. We've been homeless since, like, December.
Yeah. Okay. And what is your current living situation as of now? Are you staying in emergency shelters, safe havens, outdoors, and vehicles? Family, friends?
No, we've been bouncing since December. We've been bouncing around from house to house, like family, friend type situation. We haven't stayed in the shelter.
Have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
I'm sorry?
Have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
Oh, no, we work at Auburn University currently.
Are you the head of household?
It's me and my fiance. So we filed separately.
Okay. Any children with you?
No.
If you are comfortable with answering them, because we want to provide you as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
No.
Do you have a documented disability?
No.
What is your monthly income?
Monthly, that's four. Together or separately? Like by myself?
Yes.
By myself, probably, I'd say less than 1,500. Probably, yeah. 4 times 4. Maybe 16, actually. Maybe like 1,600, I'd say. Something around there.
Give me one moment.
The number that Ms. Wells told me to call.
Okay, ma'am, your case has been submitted, and you should receive a follow-up call in the next couple of days or so. If you have any other questions, you want to speak with a specific person, or you want to check the status of your application, you are going to dial 334.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yes, and then you're going to select option number 2. And please be mindful that the office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
8 through 5, and on the weekends you guys are closed, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. And your name, what?
My name is Takesha.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time, Ms. Takesha.
No problem. Thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.